A New Bug in the Berries. We're visiting today with Christelle Godeau, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin Extension and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Christelle, an invasive insect has moved into our fruit berry crops. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. This is a spotted wing Drosophila. It's a little vinegar fly, so it looks very much like your little fly that you'll have in your kitchen. And it's an invasive species. It was first detected in 2010 and has been a problem since 2012 now.
And what crops does it affect?
So it's a pest of small fruit crops. So it likes smaller soft skin fruit, such as raspberries, blueberry, blackberry, grape. It has been reported in peach. So those kind of small fruit.
What will people notice if spotted wing Drosophila move in on their crops?
What you'll notice is the larvae in the fruit. So small white larvae that don't have any legs, can't see a head. When they're fully mature, they're about 3 millimeters long. And that's very tiny. But it's still, when it's on a raspberry, it's really big when it's chewing on your raspberry.
And Christelle, how widely spread is this in the state of Wisconsin?
Pretty much everywhere where you'll have a small fruit. So we don't have an exact location. We've been monitoring, but only where we can monitor, where we have collaborators that can trap for us. But pretty much wherever we trap, we get spotted wing Drosophila.
Christelle, can you describe the life cycle of this spotted wing Drosophila?
It's very interesting when you talk about the life cycle, because the basic life cycle, you have the female lady eggs under the skin of the fruit. And this fly is very unique compared to other Drosophila. When you have Drosophila in your kitchen, they go to your fruit that's already rotting or cracked. These flies, the females, have an egg-laying apparatus that has teeth on it. And two rows of teeth, very nice sharp teeth, that allows them to cut the skin of the fruit. And then they can lay their eggs under the skin of the fruit. So they don't need to wait for that fruit to be overripe or cracked. They can attack ripening and ripe fruit. And that's what makes them so unique.
Christelle, is there a place people can get more information about spotted winged Drosophila?
Yes, so we have a website actually that we put together specifically for this fly, for people to get information. There's information about their biology, their management, how to deal with it, and how to trap for them, monitor for them, all of that information. And if you pretty much Google SWD Wisconsin, that website will show up. Or if you type spotted wing Drosophila, Wisconsin, that website will show up.
We've been visiting with Christelle Godeau, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.